Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Your Washington Commanders are 0-1. That was a tough, tough result yesterday. We're going to try to bring you some balanced analysis of what happened, what didn't happen, all of it. B and I this morning got on the first flight out of Tampa. Made it. Brian's parking. He'll be in here in 2 seconds. Watching that game yesterday, being there live, shout out to all, there were a ton of Burgundy and Gold fans there. It was really impressive who all was there, whether they were local or they traveled. I know a lot of people traveled. Dudes were trying to sing Hail to the Redskins on my flight down there on Saturday. I do think it's important that the folks in the locker room, the players, the coaches all understood this was one of 17 games, and I think they were really trying to keep that in perspective. I think it's hard to do that, though, when it's 37-13 with 5 minutes left or whatever. I know they got another touchdown there late that makes the score look a little bit better. I'm not even really sure it does, frankly. There's so many different arguments here. I think defensively they were quite bad, and I don't know that that should be that big of a surprise to us. Going into the season, everybody had real concerns about the secondary, and sure enough, the secondary was bad. Let's not talk ourselves into anything and pretend like we're not gonna sugarcoat anything. The secondary was bad. Now, the pass rush sure as hell didn't help them. Those two things kind of work in concert, and that concert was off. I think you need better play from all four of your guys up front and then wherever the blitzes are coming from. There is something to that the other team in this was pretty good. It got easy and perhaps even like in vogue to kind of be dismissive of Tampa, but they were a playoff team last year that made it to the divisional round and brought everybody back. And you've got Mike Evans is probably a Hall of Famer. He's had 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. I don't know what Baker Mayfield is, but he was locked in yesterday. His escapability in the pocket is Yesterday was so many almosts for Washington. The McLaurin to Daniels almost. The amount of almost sacks would have made a tremendous difference. There were just so many almosts, but you can't play almost. Like, that horseshoes and hand grenades, man. Like, this is football where execution is what matters. I think this was a I don't even really want to get into this was a tough matchup for Washington because the NFL's got playmakers on every team. Like, there's good receivers on every team. And, you know, while they definitely got churned up, routed up, all of the things, they just weren't good enough. The secondary, the front, the backers, the entire defensive effort, not good enough. And I think that's really disappointing for a lot of folks because, you know, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, hey, even if they're no good, even if it's the same players, these guys are going to coach them up. Maybe that takes time, right? Because of the way they handle preseason, and this is an NFL-wide thing, nobody really plays. So maybe you don't really know what this group will look like game week 6, week 10. It's possible there's room for improvement. I'm not sure I see it because Adam Peters repeatedly has told us the truth, and there was a big reminder of it a few weeks ago when they traded away Jahan Dotson in the division to get a third, but you had to send a fifth. Like, they lack a lot of talent, and they were 4-13 last year. They had no Pro Bowlers. Peter said, I'm going to build this thing through the draft. That's going to take years. Like, building through the draft is going to take years. That is plural. You need a lot more good players on this team than they have. And so for me yesterday, I kind of look at two different things. Defensively, ideally it gets better than what we saw, especially in the second half of that thing where maybe you can wonder how locked in anybody was on some of those coverage busts. The 32-yard touchdown pass to the rookie McMillan, that's fairly embarrassing, and I imagine Joe Witt and Dan Quinn were fuming mad about that. Maybe some of that stuff can get buttoned up. Maybe you start putting different players on the field. You know, Emmanuel Forbes had it. For all the conversation surrounding his rookie year was bad, but the coaching was bad, maybe it'll be different. Yes, it wasn't different. Yesterday was awful. The secondary was just awful. I mean, they didn't punt until the third quarter, right? Like, I'm not giving you a song or dance, but I think what you saw yesterday defensively is pretty much who this group is, right? Now, they can improve over the course of the season. I think we could definitely see that. Especially there was a play where it was Quan Martin and Mikey Sammer still. You don't want that? Where it was Quan Martin and Mikey Sammer still. And they legit, I mean, you could see it if you watch it back. I think that was the 32-yard pass to McMillan where they don't realize who's supposed to pass off that wide out to who. And that's a second-year guy and a first-year guy that didn't play much at all in the preseason, and that's a communication thing. And I know we've been hearing communication things in Washington for seemingly 25 years, but, like, ideally that's something that can get worked out because those are two players that personally I believe in as having really high upside in Sammer Still and Quan. So, like, there are things that can get fixed. The lack of pass rush, I don't know that that's getting fixed. There's not, like, some pass rusher coming in off the street. I do think, to sound a little bit more optimistic tone, I think that defense is pretty much what it is. Maybe improvements are coming. I think offensively, we didn't see their best game. And I think offensively, they couldn't really get the run game going, but they couldn't really stick to the run because they couldn't stay on the freaking field.
Mm-hmm.
They were 2 of 8 on third down. Their first
put themselves in bad positions as well. That first one was third and super long.
Well, because Jaden, his first ever play from scrimmage, he threw the ball backwards for a 15-yard loss. That's nerves, dude. You could say a million things. That's nothing but nerves.
Yeah.
And that's not always going to happen. I think their offense was completely reliant on Jaden Daniels running around. I don't think that's the plan. They certainly want to use his legs, but not to be completely reliant on a rookie quarterback running 16 times.
It may not be the plan, but if a guy has that capability, sometimes he's going to be able to do that. We saw Labar do the exact same thing in the first game. And I not just like me, I would caution people to where, yes, the secondary looked horrible. I heard you saying that. The defensive pass rush was basically non-existent.
And when they almost had Baker, get him down.
Yeah, for the most part, we've said throughout offseason, if you go through this year and you find yourself, you have a quarterback, that's a plus. That's success.
Totally.
I think you have a quarterback. And it's one game, but I got to see some more. But I think still, based off of what I've seen thus far, I think you have a quarterback. But it's week one.
It's too early to know.
It's week one. I'm not finna get rid of the whole damn football team because you can't get rid of the whole football team.
Are people really saying that?
Hell yeah. Everybody I talked to on the airplane this morning. Everybody I talked to after the game last night.
You know what I said on NBC4 last night? Like, if anybody wants to draw, I mean, if you want to get rid of everybody, what the hell did you think was going to happen? And frankly, maybe some people got out over their skis with expectations. And I'll say, like, including people in the media, my record prediction has been 7-10 all year. I never thought they were going to the playoffs. I never thought they were.
I don't think anybody on the show said anything about playoffs, but I think the ultimate thing is we get one piece and we instantly in this area start thinking about major things. It's nobody's fault but ourselves if we're going to start thinking about playoffs and being double-digit twins and all that type of stuff. But I truly feel like there were some things good in the game, some. There was a lot of things bad, but the things that were bad have been bad. And I believe, just like you stated about the pass play with Quan and Mikey, you could see them talking, but if they were a little bit more mature in this game, they don't try to have Quan drop all the way down and Mikey run all the way back when you could just pass off the assignment. So
some of the stuff you can easily explain where it went sideways.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff you can't, and it's just
like, but
you got beat because the other guys are better.
We go into this thing with the secondary forever, and I keep going back to the same thing. Get more pass rush up the middle, and you can affect that team, any team you're playing against.
I think you'd like to get more from Allen and Payne last night.
I've said that for 4 or 5 years.
I mean,
and I think the ultimate thing is, you can have the exact same people on the field with a different pass rush, and I promise you they'll play better.
But my point is, the pass rush ain't coming this year. Like, you're not going to.
It could.
You're not going to remedy that this season.
It could. But then again, you got three guys on the team that did not play 1 second of preseason. So that's some, like people like to just look at position and where someone was drafted and instantly look at that's the way that they're going to play. You have to play football to get ready for football. And you also have to get out there and you got to come together and have a chemistry. The chemistry is not there. Look, practice is practice. You don't really build a great chemistry until you get in the game going completely full speed against somebody that's trying to knock your ass off.
Sure.
So that stuff can grow in a matter of 2 to 3 weeks. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't expect them to play as bad as they did last night again.
You better hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I disagree on that one, right? Like, I think there could be other blowouts. I think this secondary is a problem.
But the blowouts could come in different phases. It may not just be on the secondary. It may be something else. But what I'm saying
is, like, when they go to Monday night against Cincy in a couple weeks and Chase is back playing and Higgins is back playing, like, that gives me some boss.
It just seemed like things were not in tune.
Who's
to me
that
defensively.
On then? Because I understand.
I think it's on everybody. It goes from the rules now where everybody doesn't play their stars in preseason for the most part. And then what you're looking at now is, oh, we got a 3-game preseason. But you know what preseason is really? The first three weeks of the season where a lot of people come in. And yes, some teams play better like Tampa did. Why? Tampa has a veteran team led by guys that have already been there.
Yeah.
They returned.
They all came back to try to make a playoff.
How many people did we? Well, what's the percentage of differences on this team right here? A whole new staff,
almost half.
Whole new front office,
right.
And damn near 50-something% of new players.
I don't think, frankly, we should be surprised by the defensive performance. I think they were bad last year. I'm not sure they've done a lot to address it. Maybe over time that changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think where I was surprised is offensively. I think they're better than what they showed yesterday offensively. I think to make this thing function, the pass game has to be far more functional. But before people start flipping out about this, if you looked at yesterday across the whole NFL,
mm-hmm.
Jaden's passing numbers would probably be top 12. Like, there weren't a lot of really strong passing performances yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think I asked Jaden in postgame, hey, man, most things were at the line of scrimmage. Was that by design, or was that what Tampa gave you? And he said, you know, we just tried to stay patient. Tampa was cutting off everything deep. I do think eventually you need to stretch the field a bit. But I think if Jaden doesn't just miss Terry McLaurin on the first play of the third quarter, everything it was a lot of almost.
He hits Terry is well over 237, 40 yards passing.
Not even the yardage, just what it would do defensively. Yep. They're like, all right, they can't get
but
over
I
the top.
But I also think it changes the whole mindset. And that's the thing about it, where one pass hit here or there would change the whole mindset of what happened yesterday offensively.
I agree.
I think we have to look at it in a sense where it was still his first time going full go with everybody. And everybody out there basically, first time they all went full go with everybody else together too. I didn't expect him or Caleb to step out there and just tear the league up. He looked better than Caleb.
Of the rookie quarterbacks that started yesterday, Jaden had the best performance.
Yes.
Bo Nix was terrible. Bo Nix threw I also think, and Tischler and I had a disagreement on the podcast last night on this. I think it is underrated for a rookie quarterback to come out and not turn the ball over. Especially,
totally.
I mean, he was under pressure pretty significantly. Of all the quarrels I got from yesterday's game, Jaden Daniels ain't very high on
he
the
had,
list.
But they had two sacks and no turnovers.
Right.
I think
and he ran the ball 16 times.
I think you'll take that.
I mean, Caleb Williams was 14 of 29 for 93 yards, had another 15 on the ground. That's obviously the number one overall pick. Bo Nix, I mean, these numbers, you talk about at the line of scrimmage, 26 of 42 for a buck 38 and two picks.
Mm-hmm.
Leville, help me with the math. 138 divided by 26? What is the yards per completion on that?
Four? 50-something.
Five, you mean?
Yeah, five.
Like 5.3 yards? I mean, listen, Jaden, nothing was going downfield. I think we got to give that there's a lot of folks that want to jump to a lot of conclusions around Kingsbury and the lack of creativity in that offense. I think we got to give that a little bit of time. If you look at, I'm looking at this from True Media, that the Commanders were damn near middle of the pack, both in yards per attempt and in pre-snap motion. Mm-hmm. And I know those were things that carried some great concern. I mean, if you think about the Rams or Sean McVay's offense and all the motion they do.
They do a lot of motion.
Washington was a little bit higher on the yards per attempt and just a hair behind the LA on motion.
So but the whole thing with the motion, okay, if you line up straight and you have success, does it make a difference if you motion or not?
No, ultimately success is what matters, but there are predictive factors that more motion tends to lead to more success over the last five, seven
more
years.
Motion with a much more mature team and a much more experienced team. This is an offense that's being put together with a bunch of guys that hadn't played it. So I wouldn't expect them to move the ball move around as much as Sean McVay and his veteran-led team does.
Right, but the yards per target was still deeper. It's an interesting – I think – some of the stuff people wanted to immediately jump on is not accurate. Some of it is. McLaurin primarily only lined up in one spot. They didn't move him around a lot. Terry didn't get a catch till the third quarter. None of the wide – dude, at midway through the third quarter, kind of when this was still a ball game, wide receivers had three catches.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Luke McCaffrey for two catches for 5 yards and Crowder for a catch.
Okay.
Like – the productivity in the pass game wasn't there. I do think Robinson and Eckler being heavily involved in the pass game, that's a real feature of this offense.
Yeah.
But you've got to supplement that with your wideouts. Wideouts aren't getting
open. Does the coach have to supplement, or did the wideouts just have to beat the damn defensive backs? Because, like, we get into this argument about number one receiver, number two receiver, all that. If you're on the football field and you can't get open, then are you truly one? I'm just asking the question because I hear
he was like, sure as hell open on that deep shot.
He was on the deep shot and he threw it and he missed him. But you miss people. You don't hit every big play.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is you look at the offense, people want to knock the offense, but sometimes the guy just is not there to throw the ball to.
Yeah, I think Terry's got a long enough track record over a lot of bad quarterbacks of ability to make plays and get open. Elsewhere down, but dude, that goes back to my earlier point. Like, we knew secondary was going to be an issue. We knew edge rush was going to be an issue. We knew that this receiving core, after Terry had some real questions, voila, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, I think it's a little bit too, too early to really be going so gung-ho first game. I think Noah Brown. Someone you're high on.
He wasn't active yesterday,
right. But what I saw running around the roster and stuff, how he was doing stuff, I think I have some hope in him. I saw a guy named Newton that was doing some stuff yesterday. I got some excitement level going for that. So you have guys coming along, and I think they're going to build and be a better team. Just that first game, it was a dud.
It was a dud.
You saw what you wanted to see from Jaden. Like, not all, but you saw a lot of what you wanted to see.
I think you saw some.
But it was a dud. And I think ultimately it's just that. A one-time thing. Keep moving.
Last year they started 2-0 and went 4-13. Let's not jump off any bridges at 0-1. Listen, for everybody that complains about the D.C. weather, go to Florida in the first weekend of September, and it's the hottest place on earth. I wish I had a mobile Crop Metcalf air conditioner with me. But we do know here in D.C. the weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever. So be ready no matter what the temperature is with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and assure peace of mind today no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Phone lines open at 11. Joe Theismann, birthday boy, joins us at 12:30. Nova.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Buddy, go anywhere. B, I thought of one thing on the plane this morning. Shout out, dude. Did you see my setup on the plane this morning, by the way? That fell out. So
you had
to make sure we could get in on time. I moved my seat up, which meant I left an aisle seat to take a middle seat at the front of the plane. So then I could just hustle off.
You had some 40 gut blockers.
Yeah, dude. This guy, like, I had like half of my allocated space thanks to the fella on the aisle. And then in turn, like, the woman in the window was a small lady. And I kind of like apologized. And she was like, it's okay. And so then I kind of took like about a third of her allocated space. I was able to sleep, though. I very rarely could sleep on planes, so that was great.
Before we left the gate, I think.
I did pretty good. Brian, there's something interesting. Like, I think in a lot of ways, because we watched them practice against themselves for so long, that offensively, maybe we're a little over our skis with expectations because I don't know that this defense is any good. If you just base it on the numbers, they were the worst defense in football last year, and in the first game, they gave up 37 points. So, like, just the numbers would back it up. Maybe they'll improve. Who knows? But I think the best thing, honestly, the absolute best thing I saw yesterday, and I think there are nits to be picked. I think the offense gave like a 6 out of 10 performance. I think a lot of people offensively want to be a lot better than what they showed yesterday.
I think it's a little more than that, but I think early was horrible.
Would
late,
you go to what,
late
7?
Late got better. I go to 7. Yeah, I think late was much better.
The score was 37 to 13, and it was got to a preseason
sometimes
game.
We got
to
stop looking at the numbers. When you say, like you say, it was 37-13. If it was 37-20, we still could write the same from the point it was 37-30, if it was 37-20 at that point, we still could write the same story. But the ultimate thing is, were they getting moving the ball? Were they getting the ball down the field? They started it. And I think, and I know people go, well, Jaden was running the ball. It's not ideal for him to run it, but he's going to run it if it's up in there.
I'm not, I'd like to get this chin strap thing figured out. He says, yeah, my helmet pops off all the time. Let's fix that.
Well,
right?
it's
not a great idea.
What I'm looking at, and it didn't look like the chin strap was unbuckled. It seemed like it was still buckled. It's just a looser helmet.
When he runs in the open field, his helmet kind of bobs around.
Get a tighter helmet. That's all he probably needs to do. Well,
let's get the helmet figured out. Yeah. I think that's like a DQ calls him in his office, says, listen, Jaden, we love you. Great play.
Hey, you got a 7 and a 5/8. We need to put a 7 and 1/4 on your head.
Let's figure that out. Yeah. That to me is like, all right, here's an issue. Let's address it, right? Like, the absolute best thing I saw, though, and to me, this is by a pretty wide margin. I thought Austin Ekeler was impressive. I thought Ekeler in pass pro was fantastic. I thought
on one, I think he got confused. He ran right past the linebacker. But I was thinking, I think he was more looking at a free release or felt that the center would step and get him, but the center was already engaged, and he ran past, and then he tried to stop.
Right.
And then I think it was one of the sacks, probably.
If you watched the way the receivers blocked, and OZ got hit with a clip that was kind of junked,
he didn't even touch the guy. He missed him.
Right. But if you watch those receivers block, the backs block, if you watch those receivers block, you know why Jahan Dotson's in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's fairly simple. The level of physicality
we saw that on Friday night.
The level of physicality they wanted was on display offensively. Now they weren't good enough. They didn't execute enough, but you could see kind of a mindset change there, I believe. But to me, the absolute best thing we saw, and we heard about this. We heard about how he transformed his game. His final year at LSU, how he started doing the virtual reality, how he puts all the time in, the competitiveness. The phrase perhaps is overplayed, but like, does he have that dog in him? Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, in his first ever NFL start, completely showed you he has that.
He's a dog that they have checking everybody into the bus at Malinois. He's a real one, and he's not backing down, but he's not backing down by being stupid. He's still smart in what he does. But you want a guy like that, no matter how big the situation gets, that he feels like, I'm cool with this. He doesn't get rattled, you know, and I like that aspect of it. But I feel they needed a game all together, and you got a performance similar to what they got. You know why? Now you know you got some stuff to improve. You have to go back. Like you stated earlier, they practice against each other, and I've said it for many, many years. In practice, when you go against the same person every day, you know what you do? You learn all the tendencies. You get to cheat a little bit. In a football game, you don't get to cheat. You just find out something for the first time. Now, studying, looking at film, figuring it out, being able to read people and make sure that you also not giving off stuff, all that stuff becomes even more vitally important.
I think with Jaden specifically, the folks that were surprised about how much he ran, I think that's on you, frankly. I think that is your misguided thought of who the guy is. I do think he ended up scrambling more because plays weren't there in the pass game and there were run lanes. And I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I mean, the one big hit he took was from Bryce Hall, the helmet to helmet. The helmet popped off. Again, we've already decided as a program, we're going to address this helmet issue. We're going to tighten that thing up. I thought, by and large, he did a really good job of protecting himself.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to get caught up that it's a slide instead of a barrel roll, do what you want.
I don't care what it is.
But he got down, didn't take shots.
As long as you get down, when your quarterback running the ball gives himself up, he's protected.
And it, to me, was he is so singularly focused on winning the game that, okay, I'm just going to run because nothing else is working. I think that is on Cliff. I think that's on the receivers. I think that's on a lot of people. But Jaden taking off and getting first downs because nothing else was working is not a problem.
Other than a touchdown, what's more important in football? First down, right?
Yeah.
Because it gives you four more plays. So if it's third down and three and Jaden Daniels drop back, people out there, do you want him to just wait for the receiver to come open, or you want him to run and get the first down, get three, get four, get the first down, and go back in the hole and get four more plays? You rather that, or you want him to try to force the ball down the field, which I was so happy that he ran instead of forcing balls. And when he took off running, he was deliberate on it. You know what I mean? He didn't hesitate. He was deliberate, and he was able to get the yardage, and then boom, go down.
Pass game wasn't great, period. Like, Jaden's part of that. But I think in what you're trying to see from a rookie quarterback in his first ever start in the NFL, the kid has played three drives prior to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were preseason drives, and they were kind of incredibly vanilla, if you will.
Yeah.
I think what matters most in that situation is the guts. I know over the years, like a thing that I've heard, and B, I'm guessing you lived this, that what teammates need to see from their quarterback is not like the Russ Wilson nonsense of doing high knees on the plane or whatever else, is show me how tough you are, come mm-hmm. in that locker room, be beat up, and then get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Daniels did that over and over yesterday. He showed a willingness to do anything he could to win that ball game.
Yeah.
And that's what you need from your QB.
And he showed that, but I think more than anything, I know we're looking for the 300-yard passing games and things of that nature, but I saw a 71% completion ratio. I saw a 93% quarterback rating. I saw a guy who only got sacked two times, which probably could have got sacked more if he didn't use his ability. So the passing game wasn't what we want to typically see, but as you stated earlier, the NFL was like that this weekend. So I was impressed. I saw a passing grade with him and the way he approached the whole game, even the whole passing aspect, because he can't throw the ball to himself.
I think I said this, for me, I think Jaden was like a 6.5, 7 out of 10, and that's not because – I don't think he was very good in the pass game, but he wasn't bad either. He was kind of middling. I just think his ceiling is so significant that when we start seeing him deal out a 9 out of 10 game, a 10 out of 10 game, mm-hmm. that those are Tua yesterday was 340 with three touchdowns. Hell, Baker threw for 290 with four touchdowns. Like, I think Jaden has that in his bag.
But Tua and Baker are in, what, fifth and sixth year?
Baker's probably in his eighth or something.
Okay, and Jaden is in his first game. You have to, you know what his ceiling is, but you can't grade a person off of their ultimate ceiling when they're still a young person learning the game.
Sure. I think Jaden showed a lot of competitiveness, heart, desire. Clearly, he's got the legs. I just don't think he was very precise with the arm, but I don't think anybody was really precise on their offense. That's why, like,
he's 17 to 24.
Yeah.
That's, if you go 17 to 24 your whole career, that's precise.
It's good.
But it's precise. If you go 70% your whole career, that's super precise. What I'm saying is, we have put in our mind what we expect.
I'm still saying that Jaden was good. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think of everything that happened yesterday, worrying about Jaden Daniels is so damn far down the list.
I know that. Like, I'm saying, when you say it's not precise, I don't understand that analogy, because if you go 70% your whole career, people are going to call you great.
I don't think 17 to 24 is 70%, is it?
You might want to go look at it again. 70.8.
Is it?
Yes.
To me, like, Baker yesterday was precise. When Baker had big third downs, the ball was on target fast.
Yeah.
I don't think we saw that.
Baker had people with a lot of space in front of him, too.
I'm not like knocking anything. I feel like you're defensive on
I this. Think you because it's like you get to a point sometimes where you're so gung-ho on a number that it seemed like the actual play doesn't come out.
That's I said all that saying. I thought Jaden was very good. And, okay.
And
the most important thing
saying.
He showed
that's,
is that he's a hard
precise
competitor.
In my book.
Phone lines at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now is the time to switch to Rood. Take advantage of Rood's $2,000 tax credits. Maryland residents can even score exclusive rebates from Rood. I personally switched my house over to Rood, and the difference is night and day. Trust me and visit Rood.com to find your savings. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're opening the phones at 11. We're doing blame pie. They lost. Who's to blame? We'll give you ours. We'll check in with the boys from the aquarium. And then we'll do phones pretty much all damn day. I know there's a lot of people with a lot of things to say. Joe Theismann, Super Bowl winning quarterback, will join us at 12:30 with his breakdown of how Jaden Daniels performed yesterday. I just tweeted this out. I don't know what expectations were. I thought he was pretty impressive yesterday. I think he can be better. I think the whole offense can be better. Comparing Jaden to the other rookie quarterbacks that started yesterday and made their NFL debut, Caleb Williams, 14 to 29, 93 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, 15 rush yards. Bo Nix, 26 of 42. That's on Sean Payton. That kid should not be throwing the ball 42 times, but he's in a big hurry to prove how smart he is. 26 completions for 138 yards is astoundingly small. No
like
touchdowns.
A running back having a great day.
Right. No touchdowns, two picks. Did have 35 rush yards with the touchdown. Jaden, 17 to 24 for a 184. No touchdowns, no interceptions. I think we're not talking enough about him not turning the ball over, especially when he ran the ball 16 times. 88 rush yards with the two touchdowns. I don't think it's any even close that Jaden was the best of the rookies. Now, I don't know that that's, you know, something to hang your hat on, but it was by a mile. He was the best of the rookies. One thing you and I kind of talked about and maybe disagreed about yesterday, B, Dan Quinn addressed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought late in the third quarter, they scored a touchdown. They cut the lead to 10. To me, that is a no-brainer go for two. Because you're down 10, you're down 9. It's the same thing. It's a two-score game. DQ was asked about it in postgame. He said, I think at that point still in the third, I knew we would probably have three drives left. If it had been into the fourth, I likely would have gone for it, because if you don't get it, then you're on the other side of that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with him, but that's his rationale, and I think you can make a case for it. My thing is, the kicker had been so bad that the extra point was hardly a given.
But the kicker was bad, but see, it's like we're in mid-season form in our judgments and expectations in the first game. And I think we were at that point where we've said before, and many a time, if we were in this situation, we should do this. If we were in that situation, we'd do that. If it was this game the guy played when they don't play, I think in that situation, if it was more serious in a game or at a different point of the season, he probably does go for it. In the first week of the season, I don't know if you're going for that. You know, just like these players are trying to learn. Hell, did you not listen to see the referees yesterday? They were in preseason form still. They were horrible. Did you not listen to the announcer?
How about the new?
Did you not listen to the announcer in the press box? He couldn't get a damn name or to play right on the field.
Olamide Zaccheaus was giving him a lot of trouble.
He said the ball went out of bounds. The dude did not go out of bounds. He was down in the middle of the damn field. But the new replay assistant, when the hell did that come about? The replay assistant works for Tampa, didn't it? Right. It never helped out Washington, and there were some things they could have looked back at. They did not see Austin Eckler get his head damn near spent around.
Yeah.
So it was like I just think that in the first game, it's a lot of things that probably will happen in the second game, a third game, that you won't see.
Sure. I agree with that. I don't think that means we shouldn't look at the first game and dissect it and see what went
wrong. But it's an opinion. You got a coach who's going in there and going through all the stuff, and then you have yourself or anybody else that say, well, he should do that. That's automatic. He has all the information. He knows what his feel is. And I think we get so caught up in the numbers and what people say, what you should do in a situation, there's still a gut feeling in football.
That's fine. To me, being down 10 or 9 is the exact same thing. So at least try.
And like you say, I thought we'll have three more series.
They did, but they couldn't stop anybody defensively.
You're not going to stop
him. I honestly think he had how bad his defense was playing in his brain that he's like, I don't think we're going to get the stops we need, so let's just kick the extra point.
Possibly. Right? Possibly.
Dude, I mean, Tampa led the NFL this weekend in offensive series that resulted in a touchdown. They didn't punt until midway through the third quarter. There's so much to dissect and go through, but like until defensively improves, none of the rest of this is going to matter. Like, scored a touchdown.
You're absolutely right about that. And they have to improve. Because listen, man, we've been here for years, 4, 5, 6 years, about what our strength was. And I've always questioned that strength.
Sure.
Even when they had all four of the first rounders there.
D-line, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Now, time to put up a shut up. We can't automatically assume, and this is partially on us, media and fans. We just start out because they were first rounders, they were going to just be dominant. They haven't been dominant.
From Allen and Payton, we've seen dominant stretches, but never. Generally, they haven't had it at the same time, and I don't think they were good enough yesterday. Nobody on the defensive side of the ball
was good enough yesterday. But I'm just saying, we have to. The thing we've been stating has to start being shown.
Yesterday, the first five possessions for Tampa, they get the ball. Baker missed two easy walk-in touchdown throws on that first drive. They kick a field goal. They go 7 plays, 27 yards. Second possession. 9 plays, 51 yards, again, a short field goal. At this point, you're like, oh, maybe they're playing some bend-don't-break defense. Well, that didn't last very long. The next possession, 8 plays, 73 yards, touchdown, then another field goal. Then we get into the second half, and Washington misses a field goal. The Bucs get good field position. They score again. 5 straight scoring drives to open this game and open the second half before they punted. Mm-hmm. As long as you have that, you got nothing. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, Blame Pie Time.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.